From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk today. Today I catch up with Mark Prendergast of Prendergast Leadership. Mark started his leadership consultancy business in 2017 using the experiences gained over 30 years in developing high-performing military leaders and leading multinational teams to achieve mission success in complex and hostile environments. These leadership experiences have enabled Mark to guide and support a variety of clients to understand, adapt, and scale their organizations in response to the demands of COVID-19 and to be ready for any future challenges. Mark's recent business experiences and the experiences gained on 8 overseas operational tours of duty to the Lebanon, Syria, Kosovo, Liberia, and the Congo provide him with a practical perspective on leadership. Much for joining me here today on AIBF Business Talk. Mark, I'd like you just to share maybe a little bit about yourself and the work that you're doing at Prendergast Leadership and really how it all started.
Elaine, thank you very much for the invitation. Delighted to get the opportunity to talk. And it's a unique experience for me to do a podcast, so delighted to get the chance. I suppose straight up, I was a soldier for over 30 years. I joined the army straight out of school and I was happily doing that. And then something kind of out of left field, an opportunity presented itself. I was coaching athletics and a lady who was bringing her children to that coaching group started asking me a series of questions about work and leadership development and how to create the next generation. And they were all really interesting questions and I was enjoying the discussion, but it actually got to a point where I said, why are you asking me these things? Because it seemed very professional. And she explained that she was head of HR with AIB Bank and they were about to recruit a new generation of graduates to join the organization. And they were trying to figure out how best to do it. And anyway, a couple of weeks later, they kept being asked these questions. And I eventually said, who's going to deliver it? And she says that we don't know. And to the life of me, I still don't understand where the stimulus came from, but I said to her, I could do it. And so long story short, I ended up leaving one career, starting a business in the area of leadership development. And I've been doing that for the last 4 years. So I really focus now on leaders, the soft skills in particular that leaders need to create the right environment so people can do their best, and team effectiveness. So that's the kind of thing we're doing. And it's so far so good.
Very interesting, Mark, and it's a great background and back-in story, and I know it's really, really grabbed my attention. And you mentioned there that you don't know what actually drove you to say yes, that I can potentially do this for you. But were you coming to a point in your career within the army setting that your time, that you were looking at retirement anyway, and this opportunity presented itself at the right time?
I wasn't coming near retirement. I had 10 years to go, and I had a kind of a career mapped out that I had more to do. And I had an expectation that there were other things going to happen. And I suppose, yes, to answer your question, yeah, I was coming to a transition, but I wasn't aware of it at the time, really. Only when I reflect back on it and kind of retrospectively, I can see the signals. I was actually looking for a change. I was looking to do something else. And this opportunity triggered it.
Very good. So Mark, you mentioned there a little bit about the work that you're doing at Prendergast Leadership. Can you just maybe expand for our listeners here this afternoon a little bit more about the work and the types of clients that you work with and the problems and issues that you solve?
Yeah, as I said, I started out helping AIB bring the next generation in and work on their leadership development. So that whole design project at the start was really informative for me because I had to look at an organization and figure out by listening to their needs what I could do for them. So things that came out were, you know, how to work collaboratively in a team. So that whole aspect of team leadership. Then there was the whole area of decision making. These were kind of obvious to me that, yeah, I'd work on these. But then the ones that surprised me were communications, working with people to improve their communications, particularly in the area of coaching. How do you get your message across to your people that they can buy into it? How do you develop people? How do you have conversations around performance that are positive, that encourage, motivate, and drive performance levels higher? So that's what I started off doing, and I've continued that and built on it. So I now kind of move into the more senior area of leadership and work with senior leaders who, say, for example, have a new vision and know where their business needs to go, but struggle with how to communicate it and then turn it into action. So in addition to working with people in terms of their development, I also work with leaders to guide them to turn vision into action. Because I come from a practitioner's background. I had 30 years experience leading, and I finished up at a senior level. So it's a unique perspective from an advisor consultancy point of view.
Absolutely. And it's obvious then that that background that you're bringing with you has really contributed to the success of Prendergast Leadership. Mark, do you take any inspiration from any other role models or any other organization?
I'm guided by being very aware of what others are doing, particularly in my area. So there's quite a few people who've transitioned from the military successfully into the business area, more so in America and Australia. And I would have a very good network with those people where I'd share ideas and stay in touch with what they're doing, share what I'm doing. And together we help each other to explain to our clients our value. So I work with tech startups, I work with community-based organizations, I work with elite sporting teams, and there's a wide variety in that. And you have the big challenge initially from a business point of view is actually explaining to someone your value. And that network that I have, particularly outside of Ireland, has helped me to explain how my experiences can help in a business world.
Fantastic. And it just shows the value and the importance as well of peer learning and having good networks and surrounding yourself with like-minded people. Mark, when you set out, and how many years ago did Prendergast Leadership actually set up?
4 years ago. 4 years ago. Summer of 2017.
The summer of 2017. There'll be a song about that yet. Mark, did you have a goal in mind when you set up the business at first?
Initially, it was to meet and exceed my first client's expectations. That was as simple as that. Literally get the first project up and running and deliver it beyond the expectations of the client and build on that. That was as simple as it was. And from that, follow-on business happened. Other clients came, and more programs with that first client. It all just flowed from there. So initially it was just get started and build on success and promise and then over-deliver. That was my guiding philosophy.
And how have your goals changed and moved on since then, Mark?
So, as I said, I started with an organization, large organization, very similar to the one I'd left. So lots of structure, lots of hierarchy, and lots of resources in terms of learning and development. I've realized, and a lot of my new clients that I work with now are smaller organizations that probably lack the capacity to do this stuff internally in terms of leadership development and team effectiveness. So I'm now focused on the small to medium sized enterprises, particularly in Ireland. And that's why I actually joined this network. And that's why I looked for accreditation, because my military network was really powerful in helping me. But now I want to build a business network in the small to medium enterprise size.
Very good. Mark, what would you consider as being one of your biggest challenges in growing the business?
I'm not good at sales and marketing, right? Because that's not my background. So I have to work hard at that. And I've been very lucky that I had a strong network based on 30 years of practical work that has helped me get started. But I'm described as understated. It might sound strange for a guy who's doing a podcast live now at the moment, but when people meet me, the guys who normally introduce me say, look, he's normally a bit understated. Just he's not very good at sales, is kind of what they're saying. So I've had to work hard at that, because that's in essence, sales is a huge part of owning your own business and building your own business. You have to work on that. So hopefully I'm getting better at it.
Very good. So Mark, just to share with our listeners here, what's been one of the biggest business lessons that you have learned so far in your journey as an entrepreneur coming into this world, setting up your own business, you know, over 4 years ago?
Listen to your client. Take the time to understand what is their need. And in some cases, they need to take time to explain it to you, to understand it themselves. They might know that they have issue or a challenge that they want someone to help with, but they mightn't have a direct way of describing it or a short way of describing it. So listen, ask open questions, and then develop something that's unique to their needs. That's the whole game for me, is everyone is unique. Every organization is unique. Listen to what they need, and then work with them to create something that works for them.
That crux of listening, it's such an important skill and trait, isn't it? To all of the time be developing. And I think it was my grandmother used to say, you know, you've got one mouth and you've got two ears. So make sure that you listen twice as much as what you speak, which can sometimes be difficult to do. But it's definitely a skill that we can all be sharpening our saw with, you know, as the saying goes. You know what, you know, obviously, you know, you're doing a lot alone yourself, you know, and wearing multiple hats. If I was to ask you, outside of, say, the sales and marketing side, which you mentioned earlier, if you had any, say, weaknesses and how, what you do to deal with them.
Yeah, well, I have a team. There's 12 of us that work on different projects. So I have 12 associates that work with me. And depending on the client and the need and the project, I bring in different people for different jobs, and they're predominantly people that have different skills to me. So I know where my blind spots are. I know where my weaknesses are. And I have a strong team that have different talents to me. In the main, most of them are ex-military. That's how we learned. We have a very strong bond. We go back a long way. In some cases, these are people I worked with for over 20 years. They're also in the same kind of business as me, the kind of what's called the gig economy. You know, you come together for projects, and that's how we operate. And in the main, I put together a team that is balanced and compensates for where I'm weak. You know, that's kind of how I do it. So for example, I'm a man in my 50s. I have my own bias. I work with people who are much younger than me, cleverer than me, and help to make things work for the clients.
Very good. And it's great to have that perspective as well. As you said, we all have a Johari window there at some point, but actually to knowing where your blind spots are. Then on the other side of it, Mark, you've been had a very successful career within the army setting, within the military. That has translated very well across to the business sphere. What would you see are your core strengths driving this?
I have learned to be a very good communicator. Again, it was something when I joined the army at 18 years of age, I wasn't. So I've learned to be a very good communicator. I am very good at the detail of planning and creating, particularly programs for my clients. And that has come from the background of both being a leader and someone who worked on the development of other leaders. So, for example, I would have worked for 7 of my 30 years were in the officer cadet school, where I would have run the military programs for leadership development. So I accumulated a lot of skill and knowledge about how to run those type of leadership programs. So I bring that forward and I build on it. But I've also learned how to adapt it. So, for example, we talked about the network, the fact that I can communicate with people in America and Australia to find out what's going on because of the global world we're in is so different to where we were in, say, the 90s, for example, where you had to wait to read journals, professional magazines, and the tempo of information was so much slower. So I've learned to be very quick, a very quick learner. and to adapt. And COVID has really proven that. So for example, in February of last year, I was doing everything on site with clients, whether it be in their locations or in hotel meeting rooms or facilities that worked for them. By April, I was back up and running and everything was online. And now I'm kind of 50-50 hybrid of depending on the client, depending on the organizational needs, working within government guidelines, I work on site or I work online. And sometimes I end up doing a mix of both. So being adaptable is something that suits business, that comes from my background. And I have a self-confidence where I mightn't have an answer, but I know I'll figure it out.
I like that. You mightn't have an answer, but you know you'll as my colleague Kapil often says, it's figure it outable.
Absolutely.
You know. So what advice, Mark, from your experience now as an entrepreneur and business person who's, you know, a great network of associates and a fantastic network, what advice would you give to another person, you know, in another Irish business or a person that's thinking of setting up their own business?
Build your network. And I'm doing that. Again, I would never have the, I suppose, arrogance is a word I would probably use in this context. The arrogance to think that I know the answers. I don't. I am a work in progress, and my company will always be a work in progress. And having a good network, and also having within that network people that challenge you and that disagree with you, is important. And we can be too comfortable seeking out people that think the same the way as we do. And that can be really comfortable, but not great for business. And within your network, seek out people who have different perspectives to you and learn from them. So for example, when I was starting out in 2018, I kind of was looking at it, this aspect of social media online, how do I do it? A lot of my clients were shifting into the online space for their day-to-day work. And I spotted that a young former colleague of mine had just finished their MBA in Smurfit. They're in their mid-20s. I sought them out and said, I need to talk to you about this. Explain this to me. And it was very informative. So, you know, that's the kind of advice I give.
Very good. And as well, one thing that really never ceases to amaze me myself, Mark, is that when you do reach out and ask for that help and ask for that advice, people are very, very open and only too happy to share. And it's perhaps something maybe we don't do enough. Mark, it's obvious that you're on a continuous learning journey yourself. What do you do to grow as an entrepreneur? Is there anything specific?
I've some good habits, right? One is I read. And I read professionally to learn. The other one is I listen. I listen to podcasts. The next one is when I've finished a day's work, a program or a delivery, I review my performance. And so, for example, I will listen to this podcast when it comes out to try and understand how can I be better. How could I got my message across better the next time I get an opportunity like this? And I journal, I write things down. And I surprise myself when I go back and read them because I realize how my memory has distorted the facts. And when I go back to the journal, it's a more accurate representation of what happened. So that helps me. So that's how I learn. And these are the habits that help me. And I would say I have learned more in the last 4 years than I probably learned in the previous 10, because it's so important in business, particularly when you're running your own business, you have to be constantly updating your knowledge.
Absolutely. And you know, there's great discipline, should we say, behind those habits that you've just shared with us, you know, and I really like the point there that you made about journaling, that the facts are often written down at a time and point. And often, as you said, we can take with us emotions into the future women that may not be necessarily serving you or distorting what actually happened. So it's a very, very good point that you brought out there. Mark, what next for Prendergast Leadership? You've been doing so well. What are your goals and vision for the future?
Well, we started working with people in the medical area of health and the provision of services and organisations that are working in the area of disability services. And that is really, really interesting, rewarding, and also new to us. And that's growing really well. But my main focus in for the next 18 months is to use this network to connect with small to medium enterprises. Simple up, I might as well say it why I'm here. I would love organizations that know that they want to develop their people, develop their teams, to hear my voice and consider maybe, yeah, he might be someone who could help. That's my focus. Yeah.
It's great to hear, Mark, that you hold great weighting behind being an accredited business Ulster.
Yeah.
What does the accreditation and being an accredited member of the All-Ireland Business Foundation mean for you and the advantages that it's had for your business?
Well, first of all, the process itself is a great benchmarking exercise. It's rigorous and it challenges you to present your business to someone completely external to your world. And that in itself is really helpful. It makes sure that you do have your T's crossed and your I's dotted and, you know, you're open to external scrutiny, which is really helpful. Then from that, it was really positive, the amount of reaction I got when we publicized that we had been accredited. And safe to say, business came from that. People who knew about me, knew about what we were doing as an organization, were reminded, and it triggered follow-on phone calls, and business came from that. And then a number of people that I have worked with in the past contacted me about applying to be accredited, and I know they have, and they followed on, and I recommended it to them for those same reasons. So yeah, that's what it's kind of meant, and that's only been in the last 6 months, Elaine. You know, it was April when we got our accreditation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say that I'll concur that I saw that when you did do the lovely LinkedIn post with regard to your accreditation, it's amazing the amount of well wishes that come out.
Yeah.
But how it does really, I suppose, acknowledge you and shine the spotlight on you for your achievement and your accomplishment. But also it maybe rekindles a lot of relationships that you would have had in the past and brings you back into the foresight of potential customers and clients who hopefully would be curious as to what you're doing.
Yes.
And hence, you know, the end result would come down the line with either referrals, recommendations, or direct business. So Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. Before I let you go, I really want to lift the bonnet and to learn a little bit more about Mark Prendergast, you know, as a person. So Mark, I'm just going to fire a couple of quick personal questions at you. I'd encourage you not to think too hard and too deep about the answer, just to maybe the first thing that pops into your head so we can get a true version of yourself. Mark, if I was to ask you, what's your most treasured possession? What would you say?
It's a coffee pot, right? I better explain why. A good friend of mine back in 2008, an Italian colleague that I was working with, we were in Syria and we were on the Golan, and we would spend weeks on end working in the same, out of the same patrol base. And he came back from his holidays one day and gave me a coffee pot because he knew I liked drinking coffee, but he gave me a really good one that you put on the stove, you boil it up, and every morning for every year since then, I've made a cup of coffee with that pot, and I like coffee.
Very good. There's a great back end story behind that, Mark. So maybe sometime when we can actually have a cup of coffee in the physical sense, that I'd be treated to join you in a
absolutely.
Cup of coffee. Mark, if you could send some advice back in time to your 20-year-old self, what wisdom would you share?
Nothing. I'm a believer in unintended consequences. So I'm happy where I'm at today. So I wouldn't go back and tell myself anything for fear that I'd mess things up. But if my 20-year-old self came to me and asked for advice, and that's a really important distinction I'd like to make, we really should only offer advice when we're asked for it. I would say just keep doing what you're doing. You're, you know, it's going in the right direction. Keep doing what you're doing.
Very, very interesting perspective, and one that I know that I'm certainly going to ponder on after our chat. So tell me something, Mark, that most people wouldn't know about you.
I'm an Arctic survival instructor.
Right, and okay. Can we go a little deeper on that?
And it has nothing to do with business. Just part of my career development. I did an international survival instructors course with the Swedish military. And Sweden being a country that is dominated by snow and the cold, you had to do the course in two parts. And one of them was a brilliant life experience in the Arctic Circle, north of Kiruna, where the ice hotel, you might've heard of this ice hotel that they make every year. Well, go further north than the ice hotel. And we spent a period of time in the wilderness up there. And yeah, it was a great learning experience, but also a phenomenal life experience.
I can just imagine, my God, I'm thinking all sorts of things. Even the chills are going down my back thinking of it as to how cold. It's hard enough to get into a nice bath. Yeah. Mark, when you were a child, what did you want to be?
A soldier. Everyone knew it. My parents, my neighbours, my siblings, everybody. Yeah. And it was because my dad was in the army and he was incredibly happy. I didn't really know what he did. Really, truthfully, the details of what he did were not, that didn't really interest me. He was just, I knew he was happy and he served for 40 years, retired at 60. And yeah, I just knew that it would probably be a good fit for me. And it was. Yeah. So I kind of lack imagination, maybe, Elaine, in parts.
Well, definitely not because of where you are today, Mark. I'll say that for one thing. Mark, if you could have a dinner party and had those four seats at the table, you could invite anyone in the world. Who would you invite?
Well, first of all, all the people I'd invite would be Irish, right? And because I've worked a lot in multinational environments, which are great fun, but I also know that I actually have more fun with Irish people. It just works better. We know each other culturally a lot stronger. So if I was picking a dinner party where I wanted to have a night out, I'd pick Ronan O'Gara. I would pick Sarah Keane, who is the CEO of Olympic Council of Ireland. I'd pick Major General Maureen O'Brien, who has just been recently appointed to a UN job in the Department of Peacekeeping Operations. And I pick a friend of mine, Ray Goggins, who's on that RTE show, Special Forces Hell Week. He's the chief instructor. And he's a really interesting character and great fun. And I think between the five of us, we'd have a good chat about people, leadership, performance, sport, all the things that I want to talk about.
There's definitely a great eclectic mix around the table there for sure. And I can just see the coffee pot is on brew there as well. Mark, if you could compare yourself to any animal, what would you choose? What would it be?
Oh, a dog, a Labrador in particular. Kind of loyal, steady, all those kind of things, yeah.
I've one here at my feet.
Yeah, I've a Labrador and a Red Setter. Oh, and I would be more the Labrador than the Red Setter in terms of personality.
Yeah. Excellent. Mark, if you had a motto in life, what would it be?
Yeah, I developed one back in 2015 and it was really a key message and it stayed as my motto. And it's an expression that I use is amateurs practice something until they can do it right. Professionals practice until they can't do it wrong. And I kind of used it to communicate to a group of military people I was leading to Syria in 2015. And we're going into something that was going to be challenging and dangerous, but I wanted the people to work incredibly hard during the preparatory phases to work, to be at their very best when we got to Syria. And that was the phrase that I coined and it worked. People really bought into it because they understood what it meant. And I continue it. So even for this morning, I'll confess that I rehearse and prepare and I get myself ready for every opportunity. And I would have prepared myself for this. Because as I said, when I was 18 years of age, I was not a good communicator. And I keep working on that. So yeah, I view it from the point of view of standards and doing my very best. And that's what I talk to people about as well.
Mark, it's been a fantastic journey that I've shared with you here this afternoon. A brilliant story from where it all started. Your background, how that's transcribed into the world of business and the entrepreneurial world, and your journey now as a business all-star. We're absolutely delighted to have you within our tribe. And I know that I myself personally have learned a lot from you. But Mark, if any of our listeners here today would like to get in touch with you, where can they go to find out more about Mark Prendergast and Leadership?
Our company website is probably the best way of doing it. www.prendergastleadership.ie, or just put in Prendergast Leadership into Google, you'll get there, and all the different things we do are captured there, and you can contact us through that website, and it explains who we've worked for, who we're working with, what we're up to, and a little bit about our background. So yeah. But the main thing is, if you want to connect with us, just send us a message through there and we'll be straight back on to you.
Brilliant, Mark. It's been an absolute pleasure hosting you here today. I'd like to wish you all of the very best in your future endeavours. And I look forward to seeing where Prendergast Leadership goes in the future. Take care.
Elaine, thank you. And thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to the audience and the network. And it's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.